Hey team, it's Francis. I just wanted to jump on here really quickly. No audio production, no anything, just a really quick you and me chat, because last night was the New Zealand Radio and Podcast Awards, and it was a funny one, right? Because for those who don't follow my social media, good for you, probably very good for your mental health, I was a finalist for Best Business Podcast, which is wild to me, considering that Making Sense only started September last year. You know, I was up against all of these really established podcasts. I was the only independent podcast in my category. I was up against all of these big established podcasts that had not only been going for all year, but for quite a long time before that, but they had literally four times as much material as I did to submit, because I only had the last 3 months of the year that the podcast had existed. And I was the little independent going up against the big guys. And I was a finalist for Best Business Podcast last night. And that was the New Zealand Radio and Podcast Awards. I mean, there's so many different awards ceremonies, but that's the big one. That's the one where they get hundreds of entries. So to be a finalist was amazing. Didn't win, but stoked, and I'm still planning to go ahead and win next year. You can always go ahead and win next year. And as you can probably tell a little bit from my voice, a little rough this morning, always the sign of a good night. But it got me thinking, right? And that's why I really wanted to jump on here to talk to you directly on this one, because it's now been a year since I realized I was about to lose my job. We had my bubba's first birthday last weekend, which was fantastic. I baked a cake, had a great time, celebrated him. But it was this time last year when I just had him and I realized that all of these awful negotiations that were underway with my job, I suddenly realized I'm going to lose my job. And it was a job that I didn't want to lose. It was a job that I loved. I didn't necessarily love the workplace. But, you know, my former job, my old podcast, I loved that job because I knew how important it was. I loved having that direct line to people. We talked about money. We talked about ways you could use money to make your life better. Brought some real knowledge, some real expertise into it without being condescending. And I would get messages from people all the time saying, I've just bought my first house. I've just changed my mortgage structure and knocked 5 years off the mortgage. I've just started investing and it wasn't that hard. You were right. It wasn't that scary and we're going for it. And knowing how important that work was and that it really did make a difference to people's lives and that it helped people live better lives by helping them address their money. That was so important to me. And I suddenly realized I was about to lose that. And I was so scared of what would be on the other side. And, you know, baby's first business meeting was it only a few weeks old? Because I realized I was losing my job, and I did. And then I had to figure out what I was going to do next. And what was next was Making Sense. And I started this new podcast, and I wanted it to be even better than what we'd had before. I wanted it to be even more tuned into what you need in your life, even more of what you need for your money to help you live the best life you can. And so I started having these business meetings and trying to figure out how we could make it work. And from that, Making Sense was born. And it truly is this situation where, oh man, I love my job. I love that I get to talk to you about this stuff. But also it has been so amazing over the past few months having you come along with me. Because yes, I had all of those business meetings. Yes, I have the wonderful people who come on the show. But none of it would happen without you in the audience, hitting play, listening, and being part of this. And so I just really wanted to say, like, it's so, like, just forgive me being really earnest, right? I'm just feeling really grateful for where I am. Because without the people who've come along and listened and been part of this, this isn't a business, you know? And it is a business that is, thank God, even better than what came before it. You know, I have the amazing sponsors who are part of this show. And I got the sweetest messages from some of them last night, hyping me up, saying, you know, saw on your Instagram, you look amazing, fingers crossed for you. And then someone this morning, another person who I work with, saying, hey, I know you must be disappointed not to have won, but look at the amazing business you've built up and you'll get them next year. And they didn't have to do any of that. Like, how nice is that? And I'm so lucky to be in a position where I work with sponsors who are so supportive of this mission, know what we're doing, know that we're trying to get good money information out there to people, and that they're so supportive that I'm able to turn down other businesses who just want to do sort of standard advertising, ram their message down your throats. I can turn them down because I have the other sponsors who understand the mission here and are part of that. Like, how lucky am I? And again, it's because we've got this amazing community. We've got you listening and supporting. None of this happens without you. So I just really wanted to take a moment to acknowledge that. Sometimes people message me and they say, you know, how are you doing? How's it going with all this? And I'll say to them, the journey sucked. I hated losing my job. I hated having to build something new. I was so scared it wouldn't work. So scared. There was no guarantee. And yet the destination has been amazing. I wouldn't go back now for anything. Nothing in the world would take me back now. This is amazing. I love that we get to do this together. This is so much better. And I think the other thing is I want to acknowledge the economy sucks a little bit right now. The economy sucks a lot depending on which bit you're working in. And I know a lot of people are going through really tough times. And I think what I went through last year was, I often refer to it as a really painful sort of phoenixing process. Everything had to burn down first before I could build something new. And the new thing is awesome, but the burning down still hurts. It's still fire. And so if you're someone who is going through a phoenixing process as well right now, and I know a lot of people are, I just want to say, hang in there, control the things you can control, and take back whatever power you have. You can't control everything. I couldn't control that I lost my job. It sucked. It sucked so hard. I worked there for 12 years. It was all I knew, really. I was so scared of what was on the other side. But what could I control? Pick myself up, dust myself off, figure out how to make it work. Boy, did I hustle hard for that. And so I think if you're going through a phoenixing process, absolutely take the moment to feel sorry for yourself, to acknowledge that it sucks, to acknowledge that things happen that you don't have control over and that you wish didn't happen, and then dust yourself off and say, now, right, what can I control? And you never know. I really hope that whatever is on the other side is also better the way it was for me. But yeah, I'm just feeling very contemplative this morning, and I wanted to say thank you because none of this happens without you. And I really appreciate you being here, you coming along. I hope you get a lot out of it. I hope that all the money chat we have on here helps you build that independent, good life as well. And we'll keep doing it. And next year, not only will we be a finalist in the Radio and Podcast Awards. Next year, we're going to win it. All right? Challenge laid down. It's going to be good. Anyway, have an awesome Friday. Thank you for being here.